KBOO is currently running a Kickstarter campaign to build a city of media makers. From February 8th to March 9th, you can become a media maker and help spread the word. Just go to kboo.fm/Kickstarter between now and March 9th to join.
Support of KBOO.
Listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7. The time is 6 o'clock. Coming up next is Right to Survive Radio.
You're listening to Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 in Portland. I'm Ibrahim Mubarak of Right to Survive. On this show, we go to Ground Zero, Portland, Oregon, and report news and stories that corporate media don't cover. We'll bring the uncut reality from the perspective of the unhoused community.
This is Lisa Fay with Right to Survive Radio. R2S Radio goes into the houseless community, making their voices heard, speaking to individuals on subjects that directly relate to their daily struggles.
Somebody help me.
That's work.
This is not healthy.
Oh, man.
I am not
wealthy. What I do, have the power to break the chains.
Doing what's right, you
believe
what I heard him say. Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size. Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while, and I know these shoes will make her smile, and I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight.
Uncle Leonard, they are grateful for the kindness and generosity this season brings. Most of the houseless will not be connecting with family and loved ones to celebrate and to exchange presents. The sadness and depression makes them more vulnerable and in greater need of compassion. Here are both the heart-wrenching and uplifting food-for-thought stories that we here at Right to Survive hope to inspire you into action through the holidays and the year ahead.
When they found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, there were hoofprints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks. Say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Okay. This is Ibrahim Mubarak from Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 FM on your radio dial. And we're in Portland, Oregon on Ground Zero in the houseless community. And our topic of the show is being homeless for the holiday. And I'm here with...
I'm Harry Torrey. I'm from Spokane, Washington, born and raised in Montana. And I'll come up here, and since I've been here, these folks has helped me a great deal. And it's a vacation for me, knowing that I got people like this situation that's been set up here for people like me, because I could be dead out on the streets without people like this. I want to say God bless you folks and thank you for having this place.
Now, how long have you been houseless?
I've been homeless off and on since I was 14.
Okay, and I see you got some gray in there, but that can mean wisdom, right?
Yeah, a lot of wisdom and a lot of beating from the old frying pans by women.
Okay. And in your travels, have you ever been houseless during the holiday season?
Yeah, about 3 times.
Uh-huh. And how did that...
It affects you mentally, yeah. if you miss your family.
Okay. But at first, when your first time being houseless on a holiday, can you remember that, those moments, or how that made you feel?
Sad, depressed, angry, uh-huh. and hurt.
Okay. Yeah. And so, when you see people come around for giving stuff out and singing Christmas carols and giving you socks.
It gives me hope.
It gives you hope for
it. It gives me hope and something to be happy for. Uh-huh.
And so, do you think that for a lot of houseless people that are sleeping on the sidewalk in the cold, when they see Christmas trees or people singing carols or maybe walk past and the family eating a turkey dinner or something, do you think that bring an amount of animosity or sadness to that houseless person?
Yes, it does, because you realize that you could be having your family with you, having that happen with your family at that time when you're out here by yourself. It hurts real bad, rips your heart out of your soul, because you can't give that part of a celebration of Christmas or any of these things with them. Mm-hmm. That's a special moment.
Right. And so what about people that come out during the holiday seasons, Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's Eve, they give to the houseless community, and then you don't see them anymore?
Well, I feel bad that I got to accept something from somebody, because I worked so hard to get my own way in life and I can't give nothing back. Mm-hmm. And it's like being helpless.
Yeah.
In my eyes, I feel mm-hmm. helpless when I got to accept something from somebody that's given, but other people don't care about what they give. They just want to use whoever that gives for other reasons.
In some people's eyes, this is called the season to be given. Do you think it should be more help for people than just this holiday season?
Yes. Okay. I think there should be more hope, more options for people like myself, for medical, as for getting a person situated off drugs, if they want off drugs, or if they want alcohol, or if they want to get away from alcohol, that kind of thing.
Okay, so then what do you want to say to the house community that want to they have the desire to help, don't get me wrong, and I think that's good.
Spend more time with each individual. Uh-huh. Instead of just the food and the shelter, everybody needs somebody to group up with them as a friend and find out what's really going on with each person out here. Spend a little bit of time, find out what's really going on deep in their heart and soul. Okay. And that way the community can really find out what's going on with a person inside. Now, that's where it's really at. Because if you just come up and hand me food, or you give me a place to sleep, it's giving me some help, but it's not getting my mind right. Not sitting down with somebody trying to figure out what would be my best options. I'm not really good with making up options in a new place, because I'm not from here, can't find my way around, can't read and write.
Okay, so what you're asking for, you rather have people to, I mean, you need socks, we need clothes, we need a place to sleep, but you want something to help you get on your feet where you can take care of yourself right. instead of dependent.
Right, right, okay. exactly. And plus being there for them.
And then during this Christmas season and stuff, it should be more giving, like giving of self or conversations, that's what you're saying?
Pretty much, sir.
Okay.
Pretty much. And not only that, the community and the people that are given those things, you create a bond with us people out here, and it's a loyalty friendship after that. I mean, you know, you'd always know where I'm at, and I'd always know where you're at, and I'd always have your back like you guys help us.
Yeah.
You know, it comes right back full force. What's good comes to me goes right back to somebody if they ever need me.
Okay, so that's good insight. It's not always giving of the gift, but it's giving of conversation and yourself.
Yes, sir.
All right. Any one last thing would you like to say to the listener?
Keep doing what you're doing, folks. Help us out here. We're not all bad people.
Okay.
Okay, thank God you, bless.
And checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus coming to town, oh yeah. Santa Claus coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you are awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Always you better watch out.
This is Ibrahim Umar from Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 FM on your radio dial. And today we're in Portland, Oregon, in Ground Zero in a houseless community. And the topic of our show is houseless and the holidays. And today I'm here with...
Hi, I'm Courtney.
And Courtney, how long have you been houseless?
Oh, on and off for about 10 years or so.
Okay. And in during that time, you went through, like every other typical normal houseless person, a time of depression, a time of cheer, a time of good and a time of bad, laughter, crying, eating, not eating. And this is the season for sharing and giving. How does that make you feel when this time of year come around?
Humbled.
Humble.
Very humble.
Okay.
Because I haven't been in a position to work or do a lot of work.
Uh-huh.
And I do have children, and not being able to do what's the normal expected, giving gifts for the holiday season is very difficult. And it's humbling to be in that position, and it's humbling to see the few people that do come out and try to help out the houseless community by giving them, you know, sandwiches and things like okay. that.
So, but for you see the effects it have on other houseless and the houseless community. And can you explain to the listening audience what you see from your perspective? Can you explain to the house people on how you see the way the homeless community deal with the holiday seasons?
I see a lot of different things happen. Some people go out and try to find extra work, but there's a lot of panhandling going on. To try to earn money for that. Some people drink more and use more drugs. Some people just get really, really depressed and act out accordingly that way.
Uh-huh.
You know, and some people just, you know, try to get through it.
So why do you think they drink more and do more drugs? Why do you think that they resort to that?
The facade is to try to feel better, and even people who aren't houseless have, you know, the drinking goes up, the suicide rate goes up this time of year, and it's not limited only to the houseless community. There's a lot of pressure from corporations to be able to, you know, to buy gifts and be fantastic and, you know, be all that to your family and friends and have that picture-perfect holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unfortunate that people don't look past that and just enjoy the gift of being together. But even family, you know, isn't always available to everyone, even, you know, in the house community and the houseless community. You know, so people have created their own families.
And that's within that circle of homelessness, that clique that they hang with. So that's like their adopted family, that's what you're saying?
Right.
Okay. And so when you experience the, as you said, the humbleness of this season, do you think on like when you was a little girl and you was waiting for a jolly guy to climb down your chimney and fill your toy, your Christmas tree full of gifts and stuff, and now that don't happen, you know, reality, how does that make you look at things differently?
It's an incredible amount of pressure, you know, to try to perform.
Okay.
And to produce something that might not be possible for everyone. You know, some people aren't able to go out there and work, and some people are. But money is very limited, jobs are very limited, minimum wage isn't what it should be, it's not a living wage for one person to go out and even work a full-time job, which isn't always available. It's very hard to find a full-time job these days. And be able to maintain an apartment, let alone being able to supply extra things like, you know, great, fabulous Christmas.
So should it be pressure to perform the way commercialized holidays show on TV? You know, they show people smiling, giving gifts, people eating a big turkey and settling down, and you seeing all these Christmas cartoons and people singing caroling through the night. I mean, that is the amount of pressure. And you think that pressure to perform or to have or to give or to meet that expectation that this time of year brings?
Yeah, it's an incredible amount of pressure.
And if people don't meet that expectation, they get more depressed and start drinking more and doing more drugs. That's what you're saying?
Well, not all of us do that.
What do you do?
No, I don't do drugs or drink.
I know.
It presses me into God closer, and it presses me into the community closer to try to help them. You know, because we're all in this together. Whether we like to admit it or not, housed people are only one paycheck away from each other.
Yeah.
And it's... I'm a very large believer that if everybody helped out one other person on this planet, what a beautiful and wonderful different place it would be.
Uh-huh.
So it might seem a small thing to reach out to another human being, but a simple act of kindness, a hi, how are you today, might be the first friendly thing that person's heard in days. Or being able to offer them, you know, if you have more than that, then more than that, certainly. But it could take that very simple thing to turn something around. Uh-huh. And I know what that's like to be on both ends of that.
Yeah. What do you think, or you have anything to say about people taking this time of year to reach out just for this time of year? Do you think it should be the whole year or just a specific time?
Oh, it should be all year. Absolutely.
And because people use this time of year to market clothes and food and toys, do you think that concentrated cheering holiday time is what promote suicide and depression and more alcohol and drug use?
It certainly helps.
I mean, even though that it happens in house, but do you think it happened more in the houseless community?
Probably, yeah. Probably, because there's less advantages there, less opportunity, and less community helping out. You know, it's the haves and the have-nots. You know, and there's a definite divide there, unfortunately. Mm-hmm.
And so, is it safe to say you're a veteran on being, you know, on the streets or during the holidays without family? So, how did you feel your first couple of holidays that you were without your family? How did that make you feel?
I wanted to die. But at the same time, it gave me drive to do better. Because I knew that I did have time, and I wanted to better myself and bring myself up in the community. Mm-hmm. And to do better, and to be someone that my children would be proud of.
So do you think we should reach out to the, or people should reach out to the houseless community, not just by gift, but by conversation and handshake, how you doing, and seeing the human side of them, not, you know, giving them a gift and never see them again and that's it?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
If we realize that we're all human beings, no matter where we are, and, you know, sit down on the sidewalk. I mean, why not? You go camping and sit down on the ground. Or go grab a random person and say, hey, you know, would you like to go have some dinner or coffee? And bring him to a restaurant and hang out and, you know, just be a person with another person and have a conversation and, you know, let them feel human for a little while. You know, things like that make a huge difference.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. And you'll be at the listening party, right? And this is what people in this country have resorted to, of making things that people can afford things and other people can't afford things. And because people that don't have get depressed because it's made to look pretty, it's made to look good if you have a Christmas tree or a bunch of toys. And so we cause an undue depression on people, even in houses, not just in the houseless community, that can't afford to celebrate the way they was brought up to celebrate. Thank you, Mike.
Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight.
This is Ibrahim Mubarak from Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 FM on your radio dial. And today we're in Ground Zero, Portland, in the houseless community. And the topic of our show is houseless and the holidays. And today I'm here with
me, Jim Simo.
Okay, Jim Simo, how long you been houseless?
Since May 8th of 2013.
2013? So you always been housed? And
yes.
So you never been houseless during the holidays?
No.
No. But you houseless this holiday, right?
If you want to call it that. I live in a community that's, it's almost like being in a house. You have enough people and family here that take, you know, we work with each other.
So in doing that, they say this is the season of giving. And you see a lot of houseless people walk around. Is this the saddest time of year for houseless people?
Well, no, all the time is the saddest. To see if houses is sad in its own right. I mean, so during the holidays, missing family, being without family, that's an added sadness, yes. As the holidays get closer, you'll see more of it.
Uh-huh. So do you think more people that lived in a houseless community get depressed?
I would say yes.
And why you say that?
Just knowing where I'm at myself, why wouldn't anybody else along the same lines be the same thoughts, you know? It's just what you think yourself, you know, it's the run throughout. We all think about things like that.
But we know that there's no heavy-set jolly guy on the sled with reindeers dropping gifts or nothing. And we know that Rudolph not going to come shine his nose so bright that we're going to get toys or anything. So would people on the streets know more of a reality than that fantasy?
A fantasy? No, it's not a fantasy. We have better understanding of what we're not getting. I mean, we are happy to receive anything that we get. You know, blankets, sleeping bags, jackets, socks, hats, anything. You know, that's a present in itself, just be thought of, you know.
So what about not being around family members? You think that's the thing that make people sad? Not being around their family members, or not getting in the holiday spirit and giving gifts and getting gifts?
Not being around family is a lot of it, because I know myself. This will be the first one without family, other than my girl. And it's kind of a little different. It's different. It's a lot about family. Presents and stuff like that, it's not a big deal. It's being around family and being, you know, just seeing the tree, you know. It's being around family, you know. Being in the house all together and having dinner together and all that.
So it hasn't sunk in yet, the traumatic awareness of that this is the first year you want to be around your family during the holidays?
Actually, my son's the biggest one.
And although I'm
okay, thank you, sir.
It's a long road back. I promise you. I'll be home for Christmas. You can count on me. Please have
this is Ibrahim Mubarak from Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 FM on your radio dial. And today we're in Portland, Oregon on Ground Zero in the houseless community. And our topic for the show is houseless for the holidays. And I'm here with
Haley.
Haley, how long have you been houseless, Haley?
I'm actually not houseless, but I came down here to get my wallet since I lost it on my 21st birthday. And someone else had it and obviously had no use for it anymore and dropped it. And Amber was the one that went through it and called up my union, and my union called me and told me that they found it.
Okay, and Amber is a houseless advocate at Right to Drink Too, for you all who don't know. Okay, and so a houseless person found your radio. Have you ever been houseless?
Yes, I went with the Street Kids when I was 16, and I moved around with them a bit through until I was like 17, and I decided to go back home to give it another try, and it definitely made me the person I am today.
Okay, did it make you a more well-rounded person or an open person?
It made me an open person, because a lot of people just have this idea that, you know, our city is overrun with homeless people and all that stuff, but we wouldn't be in this situation if we would actually just take care of our people.
Right, and Dean, what can we do to take care of them? I mean, any concept, any open ideas, anything?
Well, there's always work would be nice.
Yeah.
I know how hard it is to find it, and I'm blessed enough that I got into a local, and I am now a unionized workforce.
Okay. Is it safe to say what union you work in?
Yeah, I work for Local 290. I'm a steam fitter.
Oh, okay. Good.
I work a 410 schedule, and my job consists of making human unconsumptibles, which are basically your pipeline systems.
Okay, good. And so, and you was homeless at a young age in your youth, and you was able to find work, so that's good, kudos for you. But I want to talk about while you was homeless, how did being living on the streets during the holiday season affect you?
It was really sad, because I would love to spend time with my family, but it was like the whole reason I left. It was a little bit too religious for me, and it was pressured down, and I was constantly getting fights, constantly getting kicked out, and there's nothing worse than the feeling that, you know, you don't really feel welcome at the Thanksgiving dinner.
Okay, and so during your travels, you didn't celebrate the holidays?
Well, we tried to. We'd collect what we had, and we would do our best, just, you know, we would say our prayers just for being alive and having that. And we would share, and it was just more of a friend's Thanksgiving to us.
Yeah. And Christmas, that's the big.
Christmas was more just trying to hibernate, because it was really cold.
And so we know that Christmas and Thanksgiving, let's just say the holiday season, is a time of reflecting your spirituality and a time of giving and sharing. But what we know in the houseless community, that's the saddest time of a houseless person's life is during that, the Christmas, the holiday season. So by you being both, living on the streets and now living inside, how do you see the houseless community in that, during that time? And then how do you see the house community?
The house community, well, it affects being an adult now,
yeah,
with all the responsibilities you get stuck with, and wasn't exactly ready for it. But now that, you know, I try to come here and I try to help out as often, yeah, as I can. I mean, today I brought food and some warm items just to have. But it's definitely a big difference, and sometimes I really don't think you really think of both at the same time. Like, you forget about it. I really don't know how to fully explain it. It's just one of those things. Like, sometimes you get a little bit too judgmental when things arise and you forget your place, that, you know, we're all people.
Right. Do you think it's jealousy or animosity from the houseless community as they walking down the street seeing all the glitter, the Christmas, the holiday spirits, and people enjoying turkey and singing Christmas carol?
Yeah, I would say it is kind of a jealousy thing.
Uh-huh.
And it's really hard to look at and stuff, because there will either be people always less fortunate than you are or more fortunate than you are. And it, like, when I came down here on my 21st, which is on the 23rd, we were walking, and someone said, oh, excuse me, sorry, rich people, didn't mean to get in your way. And I'm nowhere near to being a rich person.
Yeah.
And I do know the suffering about this world and stuff, and it's just definitely something I wish both sides were educated on. It's just like...
Yeah. Yeah. For the people that want to help the houseless out during this time of year, do you think they should take more than one day or a month in giving to the houseless community, or trying to help them to get off the street?
Sometimes I feel like people doing it on wintertime is more of a kudos for them to make them feel better.
Uh-huh.
And I'm guilty of that, but it's just the one time of year that you actually more remember it, that there are less fortunate people than you are. But no, I really think there should be more things out there. Like, I really wish, you know, the mayor would put something out here instead of wasting our money on little stamps on the ground where you guys can go and where you can't go.
Yeah.
Like, I found that just ridiculous.
Okay.
But it's like, why not put that money into somewhere else to help people get into school, help find jobs, and get them to where they would feel more comfortable?
What do you think about more entities or organizations like Right to Dream 2? Do you think the city need more of that?
I feel like the city should definitely be helping them out, and definitely not busting them like, oh, sorry, you can't stay here type of deal. Yeah. And trying to bust people up, and just, I don't find that okay. And I really wish that people would take more time, like how you guys are, and finding places and helping them, doing all this great stuff for them.
So, is anything, one last thing you'd like to say during this Christmas talk show right now?
Not saying it's a bad thing just to do it once a year, but definitely, for sure, bring some stuff down, help them out. Being hungry is definitely not a fun feeling, and being cold is definitely a worse feeling, and just really just understand that we're all people, and we all need things, and just helping out, taking a chance to really be with people and help people. Maybe, okay, even if you don't have much, just bringing them company.
Yeah,
talking
that's
with
it.
Them. They love talking, yeah, to people. Like, they have a normal conversation, just like you and me are having a conversation.
Yeah.
And personally, I've always run into really nice people here. I mean, yes, there's bad people, but I've always run into very sweet, loving people here. No matter what, you guys try to be nice. And I see more love from this community than I do from the other half of the community.
All right, thank you much. And, thank you for having us on our show.
Yeah.
This is Ibrahim Mubarak from Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 FM, and we're in the houseless community in the Pearl District at the annual tree lighting ceremony. The topic of our show is Houseless and the Holidays, and today I'm here with some major supporters of Right to Dream 2 and their...
My name is Martha Perez. I'm a general political activist, and I'm a founder of Baker Scansion Holdings Corporation.
And Jerry Anderson, her partner in crime.
Okay. And so what do y'all think about this holiday season?
This holiday season, it's important to help people that are less fortunate because we live in the greatest country in the world. And why should there be any reason for people to be houseless or homeless or on the streets for that matter when we have all of this abundance here in the Pearl District especially?
Mm-hmm. And have you ever been homeless?
No, I have not.
Okay. And you've been homeless?
Yes, sir. I've been homeless. I was homeless as a single parent living with my daughter on the streets. And I thank Mr. Foley of the Sacramento Homeless Project for were it not for them, I would have nowhere to go. So I just wanted to give a shout out to them.
Good. Have you ever been homeless during the holidays?
No, but I've been in the cold and the rain, and I know what it's like to get up at 4 a.m. and have nowhere to go after a restless night. And it's scary. It's scary when you don't have a home, because especially with children or by yourself, because of the uncertainty and the fear of being on the street.
And so do you know that during this season to be given, or the reason of the season, or this season where people give, this is the most depressing time of the year, not just for people that live inside, but especially for people that live on the street. Mm-hmm. And what do you think they go through when you see them on the streets, not able to celebrate with their loved ones?
Well, when you can't sleep, you can't think, you can't fend for yourself, it's frightening, you're thirsty, you're hungry, there's no decent place to relieve yourself, mm-hmm. to clean after yourself, you're worried that your very life could be on the line. It's a terrifying experience, and people threaten you, they misjudge you, they stereotype you, it's terrifying, and no one in this country, or on this planet for that matter, should ever experience that, because it's a sin to allow people to suffer in silence.
And have you ever spent any holidays without your family members?
I have, but now this is my family.
Uh-huh. And so how have that made you feel when you did that?
It made me want it a lot more.
Uh-huh. And so can you just imagine somebody sleeping on the street in a cold concrete without friends or family members around them?
Yes, and with our business plan, we would build you guys a place to stay. We would pay for it.
Okay.
We would pay for the building, mm-hmm. pay for you guys to stay there, and you stay there as long as you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
There's even a building down here in the Pearl District for you to stay in now.
That's good.
So
your thing is, don't give them money, clothes, but you give them compassion and a place to sleep. Yeah.
Yeah. We would even give them food.
Okay.
We'd even give them food.
Jobs. Future. Yeah. Education. Yeah. Everything.
And so, what do you think would help solve this problem during the winter season and the holiday season for houseless people?
Instead of being someone who judges based on appearance, be a good Samaritan and accept R2-D2 as our guests, as our permanent guests, mm-hmm. and we can do much better than placing them under a lousy bridge where it's cold, still cold, and put them up in style with a little bit of more class. Get buy-in from all of the community groups, including the PDNA, and make this into a strength. Mm-hmm. Make us be proud that we're playing a role in ending or reducing significantly the incidence of houselessness and homelessness in our fair state.
Mm-hmm. So is there anything you want to say to the listening audience about these holiday season and the homeless people?
Be gracious to them. And I used to work for a church.
Yeah.
So that's where I started wanting to give, understanding the word giving back to the community. And that's exactly what we at Baker Scansion want to do, is give back to the community to which we live in.
Okay. Thank you much. And you, any last words you want to say?
I just want to say welcome to tonight's tree ceremony festivities. I've got my candle and I'm here. On one hand, I feel a sense of celebration and wonder, but on the other hand, I feel a sense of urgency and concern for my fellow brothers and sisters who are dying out on the streets.
This is Ibrahim Mubarak from Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 FM on your radio dial. And we're in Ground Zero, Portland, in a houseless community. And the topic of our show is Houseless and the Holidays. And we here in the Pearl District at the tree lighting ceremony. And I'm talking to
Mike and Tina.
And I'm Tina, yeah. Okay.
And how are you all doing today?
Doing good.
I'm doing great. This is nice. A beautiful tree down here at Jameson Square, don't you think?
Well, I'm a Muslim, so trees are trees to me.
It's a beautiful tree, though.
It is a beautiful tree.
How long have you been houseless, Tina?
I've been houseless for 3 years now.
Oh, yeah? And so it's three straight years, or?
Yeah, well, there was a couple months here and there that I wasn't, but that's about it, yeah.
And you've been houseless during the holiday season?
Every one of them.
Being away from your family, how does that make you feel?
Wow. That's a heavy question. Ooh. It hurts my heart really bad. I'm away from all my family and have been for 3 years now. Haven't seen any of them, and we're not speaking yet right now. But it hurts my heart really bad. Yeah, makes me pretty sad.
Yeah, and we know in the houseless community, and not only in the houseless community, but in the house community, this is the most depressing time of the year because the toy manufacturer, the merchants make it look so pretty and glory that you have to give for this special time of the year. So what do you think about that, Mike?
Oh, absolutely. Same thing every year, right? You know.
Yeah.
Same thing every year. It's too bad it's not throughout the year, though.
Yeah.
We're working on it, though, right? We're all working on it. I know you're working on it hard. And we'll just keep chipping away at the stone. We've done some great work, though, you and I and all the rest. We've done some great work. I know that I was at the City Hall the other day, and Saltzman and all the rest of them, including the commissioners from the county, were there. And, you know, 300 families guaranteed off the street this fall and this winter. And, you know, so that's quite a significant number already in the year that they've committed to. So I think what we're doing is definitely make a difference, don't you?
Is that just for the winter months or for the whole forever?
Well, I think just to have a good jump right now, even though that's certainly not sufficient of what we need overall, just is a good sign that they're ready. They're ready to move in the right direction. I think they're looking for the same answers we are. So, like what you're doing, what we're doing tonight, it'll just keep chipping away at that stone until eventually they have to cave in.
So do you give in to the season, the reason to be given in the season as they coin it?
Well, I think all these different holidays have been twisted, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I don't know what a red man has to do with Jesus. You know what I mean?
Okay, and what you think? Do you think people should take one certain time out of the year and give?
No, I don't. Not at all. We try to give every day. I mean, I give every day. It's not just on one day. That's not what it's about. I think we should give every day.
Right. So do you think that because some people not able to afford or something, it makes them more depressing?
Yeah, I think it's destroying people's lives, actually, you know? I mean, if that's, they go into debt. Almost all Americans, don't they? I mean, go into major debt at Christmas time, and then they have to work for 6 months to get out of it. You know, that's just ridiculous.
About time to get out of it, it's time to save up to get back in debt, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So when you see the little children running around Christmas tree, do you think that's a form of idolization, Mike?
I think actually for me, like I was saying this morning and all day today, it's all it is, it's a corporate run world, and they've got you thinking that it's all about buying Christmas presents. I don't hear anybody out here talking about Jesus Christ. I don't hear anybody talking about the goodness of this, you know, the man we're celebrating. Or it has turned into a commercial enterprise. That's all there is to it. Just like the homeless industry, it's turned into a commercial enterprise. If we can, you know, help with on that, which we will here in a minute, we'll help with that. We'll raise awareness a little bit, won't we?
We will try to.
Oh, we will. We will.
Okay. And so when you walk past other houseless people and they're sitting on a street corner and they're not enjoying, they're sitting in their cubbyhole, do you try to give them good cheer because you're feeling the same thing and you understand?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and how do you do that?
Just by saying hi and smiling, you know, just acknowledging that we're people too, you know, to have, it doesn't happen very often, only from other really street people, that you get that acknowledgement, you know, that you're actually a human being.
So why do you think that people that don't live on the streets think we're unhuman?
No, I think it's the most of the people think that people that are out there have a choice, and that it's their fault that they ended up on the street, and they need to pull themselves by the bootstraps, I don't care what you got to do kind of attitude. And for the most part, people think people deserve what they got. Because the majority of the people that are homeless that I know, that I'm friends with, and part of my family, they're not like that at all. They like to lay low. They like to work. They're looking for work. They're looking for a place. They're always on the move every day trying to get their life back together. Well, there's a few people that are in the homeless community that really, really stand out. And so in the media, they'll see what they want them to see, and so people think that things are that way. So I think that's really what it comes down to. It comes down to the media making it all into just the bad part. Right. Sure, there's lawless homeless people, but there's lawless cops and lawless politicians and lawless corporate leaders, and amen, right? I mean, come on now. Come on.
What can we do to help the houseless people in this predicament? What can we do to bring this message to people that's listening on how to help houseless people during this time of the year?
Take it to the neighborhoods. Take it to the neighborhood committees. We're taking it to St. John's to start a little neighborhood support center that services only St. John's and only the homeless in St. John's. And yeah, I know that sounds kind of mean, but St. John's might be able to go. We've got a foundation that's ready to stand up. They've done some work with Janus Youth. We've been to the city council, neighborhood council meetings. We've got a good feel from all the neighbors and the businesses, and they want it as long as they can govern it. I mean, we run it and fund it, and they get to govern it. And they can shut it down anytime they want. They can expand it. They can move it. They can do anything they want. They rule. It's just for the people in St. John's. So if there's 50-some neighborhood committees, if they all do this, then that'll take a crunch out of the homeless people come from neighborhoods. They don't just come from the river. They come from neighborhoods, so it's time the neighborhoods stuck up. Now, the city's done a lot. Corporations have done a lot. Taxpayers have done a lot. The neighborhood committees have been fighting shelters in their areas, so it's time that they stand up just like everybody else has stood up, if you ask me.
So, Tina, I'm going to ask you something. I see what I'm sitting and talking. So how was your Thanksgiving?
I ate a lot. ate a lot of turkey and dressing and mashed potatoes, but it was a beautiful day. Okay. It was the most beautiful day.
So it's the faith-based community is trying to bring cheer and uplift people, because this time of season that people are depressed and they do things differently. They overdrink and overdrug themselves to self-medicate and forget about the sadness.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. All right. Any last words you'd like for
him? God bless.
This Christmas, fireside blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me. Yeah. Shake a hand, shake a hand.
is Ibrahim Mubarak from Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 FM, and we're in Portland, Oregon in the Pearl District at their tree lighting ceremony. Topic of our show is Houseless and the Holidays, and I'm here with our famous lemonade stand young lady.
Hi.
So how's your holidays been so far?
Great.
Oh yeah. Did you have a lot of turkey?
Yes.
Cranberry sauce?
Yes.
Mashed potatoes?
Yeah.
Pumpkin pie?
Yes.
What else you have?
We also had stuffing.
Okay. And what are you looking for Santa Claus coming to see you?
I don't know. Anything.
Anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you want some gifts?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Okay. A new lemonade stand?
Yeah.
Okay. And you want to say anything about homeless people on the holidays?
I hope that they find a good place to stay and get warm.
Okay. You want anything to say?
What she said. People need to be warm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sheltered.
And people need to say hi to them, right?
Yeah. People need to say hi to them, yes.
Do you want to say a shout out to your school?
Yeah. Okay. I go to CSS Creative Science School.
Uh-huh.
And
say happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Okay. Thank you much.
My two front teeth, my two front teeth, my two front teeth.
Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas.
This is Ibrahim Mubarak from Right to Survive Radio, KBOO 90.7 FM, and today we're on Ground Zero, Portland, Oregon, in the Houseless community, and the topic of our show is Houseless and the Holidays, and today I'm here with
Gypsy. We've been houseless now for the past 6 years.
How's things this round for these last 6 years? I see you off the streets. I mean, yes. Sleeping on the sidewalk, but you're doing something. You're camping in your van.
Well, my better half won his SSI case.
Uh-huh.
Even though we're still houseless, we are off the streets now. We live in a van now. Yeah, a friend of ours from down by the waterfront had sold us her van, and that's what we're living in now.
And at least it's keeping you out the elements and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. It used to be a handicap van.
And so you moved from under the Morrison Bridge to 122nd out
mm-hmm.
there. So are they sweeping people from the downtown area to the outer skirts? Or
I have couldn't really tell you.
Okay.
I do know that, I know when we left, we were given a $120 ticket and told to leave because our tags are expired.
Okay.
On the van. And we are very careful where we go, where we park. Because at the moment, my husband's fighting with the state of Michigan for his birth certificate. And once he gets his birth certificate, then we can get his license.
You know that this is the commercial, corporate
yep.
America,
season
to be given.
No. Yes.
So how do you feel about being the holiday season and being away from your family members?
My family, especially my son.
Uh-huh.
It's hard, especially for Jimbo right now. I just want to put a little word out. Whoever took Athena, our dog, she was stolen from. And whoever took her, please bring her back. You're killing my husband. Jimbo has Parkinson's, and that's what Athena was for. She knew when he was having seizures. And this time of the year, it's very hard on him. He can't be with his family. I'm the only family he's got left now that Athena's gone. Please, I beg of anybody who has any knowledge of where she is at, please return her or get her back to us.
Okay. When your first Christmas on the streets,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if you knew Jimbo then.
Yep.
I don't know. What was that like? Can you explain being on the streets?
My first Christmas?
Holidays, Thanksgiving,
okay,
Christmas.
Okay, yeah. Well, my first Christmas out here, I ended up down by the waterfront. Wanting to jump off the bridge.
Oh.
Yeah, it wasn't fun. I had just gone to a feed, and I started walking back across the bridge, and I just stopped and looked over the edge, and it's like, well, why not?
Yeah.
You know, and then I saw a group of peoples hanging out down by the water on the other side of the bridge, and what's going on? You know, it was another feed. somebody private feed, you know, somebody had gone down there and said, hey guys, Merry Christmas.
Do you think it was because the season, I mean the year of the holiday cheer and curly curling that put extra depression on people?
A lot of people, yes. A lot of it is because of the season. Uh-huh. A lot of the other reasons are not everybody's going to be jolly out here.
Yeah.
You know, out here right now, me and Jimbo, the only thing we have to pay, gas. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you used to getting gifts.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, when we were little.
I was. When I was a kid, I used to love it.
Yeah. So, and when you became an adult, you gave gifts, right? So it was like a gift exchange thing where, you know.
Sometimes I would exchange with people. Yeah. Sometimes
so,
I wouldn't.
So you know? Do you still practice that by living on the streets?
I do.
Do you try to bring joy to your family or your
street friends?
How well do that go?
Sometimes it goes over pretty well. Other times people just start breaking down and crying. And it's like, okay, now I feel like a heel. You know, but what did I do wrong? And they're like, you know what? It's not because you've done that. It's not because you did something wrong. It's because you've done something. And I had one lady turn around and she gave me every single can and bottle after I gave her a necklace that I had made her for Christmas.
So what do you want to say about the people which in their mind they thinking they doing a good thing, the right thing, but people who come out once a year during this time having you sandwich and socks and glove warmers, spend the time in our shoes,
get to know what it's like for us out here, not just because you're living in a house, you're nice and warm and everything else. Actually spend time out here like we do, like we have to. Some of us can't go indoors. Some of us can, because my job is to take care of Jimbo.
Okay.
He had just been now diagnosed with full-blown Parkinson's.
Okay, so when they come around with these gifts, do that make you feel good?
Sometimes.
Okay.
It's like, cool, I did need this, but what would you want for Christmas? Batteries, blankets, long johns, socks, a sleeping bag, a tarp, a tent maybe. You know, a can opener or a stove, even a good camping stove, you know. But
does it ever cross your mind why they do this only for once a year?
Because they think that's what they're supposed to do.
So you think they should do it more than once a year or frequently or come down?
More frequent. Come on. Have you ever stopped to think that maybe it's not a holiday and somebody would actually like a sandwich or an extra blanket when it's really cold outside? Yeah, you're going to get that pang right there in the center of that chest. Well, start following that pang, you know? Start feeling that little ache. Man, I wish I could do something. Well, you actually, yeah, guess what? You can. You can actually pull over and say, hey, come here. Let me help, you know?
So what do you think the city officials would do to people that sleep in the streets this time, this depression time of year for houses?
Well, with all the property that they got, you know? They should let people stay inside. We've already had one gentleman freeze to death over at St. Francis.
Yeah.
Old man Danny. He froze to death. He had a pair of wet socks on, a wet t-shirt, and a military blanket wrapped around him. That was it. He could have been indoors to do that.
Anything else you want to tell our listeners about Christmas and the houseless community this time, this time of year?
You know, just because some of us have a vehicle doesn't mean we don't care. You see my van or you see me, let me know. I'll help you guys out as much as I can.
Rudy died on the borderline of a civilized world on Christmas Eve. The shoppers shopped while the temperature dropped on a man whose absence won't be grieved. Peace on the soul of the cop who found him in a booth with his hand froze to the telephone. I think I know who had on the line, and Rudy won't spend this Christmas alone.
You've been listening to Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 FM. We hope that you've had an uplifting hour along with us. And as we are trimming our trees and hanging the lights, making cookies and wrapping presents, we hope to reflect upon the show and keep a spot in our hearts for someone whose needs are greater than our own. Right to Survive can be found on Facebook or at righttosurvive.wordpress.com or r2spdx@gmail.com. Right to Survive airs the second Wednesday of the month from 6 to 7 p.m. here on KBOO 90.7 FM. Right to Survive meets on the second and fourth Thursday of the month at Sisters of the Road Cafe, located Northwest 6th and Davis. Meeting times are from 5 to 7 p.m. Or join us for Under the Bridge Walks as we do community outreach with the houseless and distribute our newsletters. Under the Bridge Walks are the first and third Tuesdays. We leave in front of R2D2 at 6:30 p.m. Remember, random acts of kindness touches both your heart and the person you're reaching out towards. Happy holidays.
KBOO is a drop-off site for art supplies from now until March 5th. We're collecting them to support the walk entitled Water is Life for those yet to come. The walk aims to address climate change, discuss renewable energy options, and also to share the learnings of Standing Rock with our youth. The walkers will stop by schools and community centers to engage the community in creating murals expressing identity and visions for the future. Art supplies needed for creating murals include Nova Color acrylic mural paint, rollers, trays, buckets, and more. Please bring your art supply donations to KBOO at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, from now until March 5th. More information about the supplies needed and the walk can be found at kboo.fm/waterislife2018.
No classrooms, no teachers, no students at KBOO. Only community members sharing their skills with one another and passing on what they've learned from another DJ to the next generation of programmers. We believe that all have something to teach and we all have something to learn. Knowledge should be free to access. Your support for KBOO ensures this. Help us build a city of artistic media makers. Long live DIY Radio and join us on Kickstarter today. Look us up. Search for Help KBOO Build a City of Media Makers. And thank you for your support of KBOO.
Community radio is for the people, by the people. At KBOO, your neighbors, coworkers, and friends make radio so you can be sure that the issues they bring to you are the issues that matter. We believe that strong communities invest in sharing knowledge with each other. Every month, KBOO offers free classes in the art of radio broadcasting so Portland can stay informed. Invest in future media makers and join us on Kickstarter today. Look us up. Search for Help KBOO Build a City of Media Makers. And thank you for your support of KBOO.
The time is 6 o'clock. You're listening to KBOO Portland. Combined Culture Radio is coming up next.